This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide them. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide them. And I bear witness that there is no God that deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. We ask Allah to exalt his mention and grant him peace, and to his family and his companions and all those who follow them until the last day. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as He deserves for you to have taqwa of Him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and from them both he sent forth many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives. Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith that is narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi in his Jami' and Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, from the hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا. He said, if you had tawakkul of Allah like you are supposed to have tawakkul of Him, haqqa tawakkuli, true tawakkul, He would provide for you like He provides for the bird. It leaves its nest with its stomach empty, and it returns home with its stomach full. It leaves its nest with its stomach empty, and it comes home with its stomach full. It has haqqa tawakkul, true tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is this topic that we're going to talk about in the khutbah today. And when we talk about this topic in the khutbah today, at the end of the khutbah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will go back to this example that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير. We're going to come back to the example of the bird and see, did we understand what tawakkul really means? My brothers in Islam, what tawakkul really means is built upon two things. It is built upon al-akhdhu bil-asbab, doing the things that Allah has told you to do, doing the things that bring about the goal that you want to achieve. And it is built upon realizing that those asbab, they do not benefit on their own. Rather, there is nothing that you can achieve without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so you rely upon Allah and you do your part. Two things. You rely upon Allah and you know that you cannot achieve anything without Allah. And you do your part. You do what Allah has commanded you to do. There is a hadith, and the hadith is narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi in his Jami'. And the hadith, if you gather all of the chains of narration, inshallah, it reaches the level of Hasan. The hadith is the hadith of Anas radiallahu an, that a man, he came and he said, قَالَ رَجُلٌ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَعْقِلُهَا وَأَتَوَكَّلْ أَوْ أُطْلِقُهَا وَأَتَوَكَّلْ. He said, O Messenger of Allah, should I tie my camel and put my trust in Allah, or should I leave my camel to walk and put my trust in Allah? Should I tie my camel and put my trust, or leave my camel and put my trust? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, اِعْقِلْهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ. Tie your camel and put your trust in Allah. Tie your camel and put your trust in Allah. This is what we need to have. And if we look at how people behave towards tawakkul, most people fall short in one of these two things. A group of people, they run around and they try everything. They are working day and night for their rizq. But never once do they think that their rizq comes from Allah. So you see the person, they do the haram, they don't care. They earn haram, they don't care. They miss Jumu'ah, they don't care. They miss the Jama'ah, they don't care. Because they are running around after the dunya. And they say, look, didn't Allah tell us to do the things that Allah has put out? فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَبَتَغُوا. Go and look for Allah's fadl. Go and go out on the earth. So they're doing this. They're going out. But they forgot that without Allah's help, all of their efforts will turn to nothing. Allah told us about al-akhsarina a'mala. الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنْعًا. They lost their efforts. They made effort. They tried hard. They worked hard, but they lost it. Because they didn't do it the way that Allah told them. They didn't trust in Allah. They didn't put their attachment to Allah. They didn't think about Allah. They didn't think about the religion of Islam and the Sharia. So they lost their efforts. And there is another group of people. They don't make any effort at all. They don't try. They don't make an effort. They sit down and said, if Allah wants to give me, He will give me. If Allah wants to give me rizq, He will give me rizq. If Allah wants to give me children, He will give me children. If Allah wants to give me something, He will give it to me. But the person never tries hard. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give it to them. Not because Allah can't. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah is able to do everything. But because Allah has not, this is not the sunnah of Allah. Allah told you, you have to make your effort. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. When you have tried your best, and you made your decision, and you have a resolve, decision, you made it. Put your trust in Allah. So you have to try and you have to do your part and you have to put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why when the man said, O Messenger of Allah, shall I tie up my camel and put my trust or shall I leave my camel and put my trust? He said, tie your camel and then put your trust in Allah. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ. When you have got your decision made, put your trust in Allah. You try your best and then you put your trust in Allah. So now we come back to the example of the bird. لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير. The bird, does it go out looking for food or does it stay in the nest and say, oh Allah, if you want to give me food, you'll send a worm into my nest? It goes out. The bird, it goes out. تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا. It goes out in the morning, it doesn't come back until the evening time. تغدو في الصباح, goes out in the morning. وتروح في المساء, in the evening it comes back. All day the bird is looking for rizq. All day the bird is looking for rizq. But the bird knows that the rizq, it comes from Allah. So it knows that its rizq is from Allah and then it goes and looks for the rizq. And if you do this and you join between these two things, you know that you cannot do anything without Allah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. You can't do something without Allah's help. But you go out from the morning till the night, you are trying your best to achieve it. There is one more point that I want to make that is essential to join between these two parts. And that is a dua. That you ask Allah and you make dua. And this is part of both parts. You put your trust in Allah and you ask Allah, oh Allah, give me this thing that I want. Oh Allah, help me to achieve this thing that I'm looking for. And this gathers both things because you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that only Allah can give you, and at the same time you are doing something with your own hands. You are with your own hands, you are doing something and you're trying something. So you should never ever forget that a part of true tawakkul is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then going out and doing your part and doing the best that you can to get the result that you want. And the last point that I'm going to mention on this before we stop the first part of the khutbah is to talk about the importance of doing things the right way. Because if we realize that these asbab, these means, they don't benefit without Allah, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, there is no change and no power to do anything except with Allah, then we realize that doing something the haram way will never benefit. Doing something the haram way is never going to benefit you. Yes, it's a sabab min al-asbab al-dunyawiyya, but it's not going to get tawfiq from Allah. Allah is not going to give you tawfiq in it. All those people who earn in haram, all those people who are going out and missing the salah for their money, it's not going to benefit you, ya akhi al-kareem. It's not going to help. Because the one who gives it to you is Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to give you when you keep earning in the haram and doing the haram. So a person has to realize, yes, I have to work hard, but I have to keep it in the way that is halal. I have to keep it in the way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to do things the right way so Allah will put barakah in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If the people of the towns, they had iman and taqwa, they kept away from the haram, we would give them barakah from the heavens and the earth. We would send down the barakah from the sky and we would bring them the barakah from the earth. But when they denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah seizes them because of what they used to do. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِلِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, we begin with the praise of Allah alone, and we ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to his family and his companions. We've been speaking about the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ تَغْدُو خِمَاصًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. If you trusted in Allah and you relied on Allah truly, Allah would provide for you like He provides for the bird. It goes out of its nest in the morning with its stomach empty and it comes back in the evening with its stomach full. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you recognize that you need Allah's help and you put your trust in Allah completely and you go out and you work for what you want and you work for it in a way that is halal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the barakah of the heavens and the earth and Allah will give you exactly what it is that you're looking for. And we mentioned that an important part of this is a dua, making dua and putting your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a point that I wanted to mention, a practical application that I wanted to talk about today, and that is with regard to COVID-19, the coronavirus, and the other viruses which are going around, the things that are happening these days. Because there is renewed interest in this and new things are happening. This is a perfect example of how to implement haqqa tawakkul, true tawakkul. Is true tawakkul that you don't care if you have these symptoms, you come to the masjid, you breathe on everybody, you cough on everybody, and I don't care, because if Allah wants to give it to me, Allah will give it to me. And if Allah wants him to get sick, he will get sick. And if Allah doesn't want him to get sick, he doesn't want him to get sick. See, I have tawakkul. This is not tawakkul. And is it from tawakkul that the person locked themselves in the house and they covered their face with every kind of barrier and they don't go out and they don't come to the salah and they don't fulfill their wajibat? They say, I'm too scared, I can't leave. Maybe something might happen to me. I have to protect myself. La ya akhi. You cannot protect yourself. Only Allah can protect you. But you still have to do the things that you are required to do. So maybe sometimes you wear the mask. Sometimes if you are sick, you check your... You have a test before you come to the masjid. This is al-akhdhu bil-asbab. This is doing the things that Allah has made permissible for you to do. And inshallah, with Allah's help, you'll be safe. We see the brothers in this regard making mistakes. We see some people who are not taking care. The person comes into the masjid, they're coughing all over the place, they have temperature. Maybe they lost their taste, their smell. And they're saying, no, you know, inshallah, I don't have it, tawakkul ala Allah. This is not tawakkul. And we also see some people for days and weeks and months, we didn't see them anywhere. Where are they? He doesn't come out of the house. He locked the door, he said, I'm scared. Maybe I'm going to die. The problem is, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees for you to die, ya akhi, you will die in your house. Or you will die wherever it is that you ran away to. You cannot stop your religion because you're scared of something. But you have to take your precautions. You have to do the best you can. And everybody takes the precaution according to what is easy for them and what they can manage. At the moment in the masjid, the face mask is not compulsory at the moment, according to the rules. Whoever wants to wear one, they can wear one. And likewise, a person should be careful when they come into the masjid, they're not bringing something into the masjid and making the people sick. But at the same time, they put their trust in Allah. And they know that a face mask doesn't help you if Allah doesn't help you. So you put your trust in Allah and you do the best you can. And if you join between these two things, then you have put your trust in Allah, حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ, the way that you are supposed to do it, in the real way and the true tawakkul that the Prophet ﷺ said. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا وَسَلِّمُ رَعَاكُمُ اللَّهِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ كَمَا أَمَرَكُمْ بِذَلِكَ رَبُّكُمْ فَقَالَ قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها سرها وعلانيتها اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أسرفنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيم